Okay, good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. Oh. I'm moving. Don't worry about it. I'm glad that I saw you in time, because I was actually going to talk about sight tonight. The Torah says that when Yitzchak grew old, Vayihi Zaken Yitzchak, that his eyes grew dim, he wasn't able to see anymore. Vatichena Einav Meraos. And the Rashi quotes three different views from the Midrash as to what was going on here in terms of Yitzchak's blindness. Now, according to the simple pshat, he had macular degeneration. A lot of people struggle with their vision as they age. But Midrashically, Rashi cites three different views. One view is that God made this happen so that Yaakov would be able to take the brachos. After all, part and parcel of the story is that Yitzchak is not able to identify exactly who's in front of him through sight. So he says, it sounds to me like it's Yaakov, Hakol, Kol Yaakov, but after all, Hayadayim Yidei Esav, the hands are the hands of Esav, so that may have been the causal factor here. There's two other views that are sort of opposites each other that I wanted to raise and just analyze very briefly for 30 seconds. The second view that Rashi cites is that when Yitzchak was at that critical moment in his life, when he was bound on the altar, Akedas Yitzchak, it says that the Malachi Hasharis, the angel themselves, were weeping for what was going on. And the tears of the angels, this is obviously not meant to be taken literally, but that the tears of the angels fell into his eyes, and that over time that caused his blindness. And then the third view that Rashi cites is that Esav, as we know, married two women who were from Benos Canaan. They were the daughters of Canaan. Now, you'll recall that there was a strong family tradition going back to the previous generation not to marry the daughters of Canaan. And the Torah says that this was a source of great, great distress for Yitzchak and Rivka that Esav, so to speak, had married out. Not once, but twice, by the way. And that the smoke from the Avodah Zarah, from the pagan idolatrous worship of these women, was affecting Yitzchak's eyesight. So let's just assess these two views for a second. One of them is saying that Yitzchak's blindness can be attributed to that moment of religious inspiration, to Akedas Yitzchak, when the angels were literally weeping to see the kind of devotion that Avram and Yitzchak were demonstrating, and that Yitzchak should be taken from the world in such a way. That's the source of it. Or all the way on the other end of the religious spectrum, that Yitzchak was blinded, not because of any kind of great moment of religious devotion, but that Yitzchak was devoted because of his failure as a father, that he was unable to instruct his own son in terms of the proper derech, the proper way, and that therefore he experienced smoke in his eyes. Now, I think that the common denominator between these two opposite approaches is, of course, they involve these interactions between fathers and sons, right? Yitzchak shared the Akedah with only one person, with his father Avram, the Torah says, Vayilchu Shnehem Yachdav. And they were so committed to that same ideal that they were able to achieve a moment of greater religious commitment, in my opinion, than any moment before or since in human history. The Akedah stands out as the greatest act of religious commitment, both on the part of Avram, as well as on the part of Yitzchak, perhaps, of all time. Okay, that's one father-son interaction. The second father-son interaction is the opposite, that Esav and Yitzchak were not on the same page. Yitzchak had a vision that he inherited from his father, from Avram, in terms of the right path in life. It meant marriage to certain people, meant not marriage to other people, and Esav had deviated from this. And so these two explanations as to where Yitzchak's blindness originates have to do with the relationships between fathers and sons. Yitzchak, the tragedy, so to speak, of his life was that he was on the same page as his own father. He knew what it meant. He knew what it meant to experience that kind of closeness between father and son. And yet, in that next generation, when he wasn't the son but the father, look at what happened to him. Look at what he experienced. And just imagine to yourself how tragic this must have been from his point of view. And as the Medrash says, he literally could no longer see. It was almost as if he simply couldn't bear to look anymore at what his son was doing. Of course, this has to be understood in the context of how loyal he was to his own father, Vayilchu Shnehem Yachdav. They always, Avram and Yitzchak, walked together.